There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Ash Wednesday. Glad to have you along. And we're talking Mardi Gras recap this hour. But I do want to say a couple texts came in during the break about this sales tax thing. This is something that I have harped on for the longest time. I am absolutely an advocate for removing sales tax on groceries. I think that is just it's the most counterproductive thing to have full freight sales tax. If any, but full freight sales tax on groceries. And I see Doug says on the text line, he said, yeah, but so many people in our county are on government assistance or food stamps that don't pay sales tax on groceries, okay? But Doug, the people I'm talking about are the people that are out working, and they're right on that edge, right? They're trying to make ends meet. They have dependents, and they have a household, and they're keeping... And 10% on their groceries is a very big deal when you're on that tight of a budget. And I think it's just the right decision for the state. This is one that doesn't have any big group other than the people who can least afford to pay that money as a beneficiary. And it's good to see you have Republicans and Democrats come together on this. The problem is that other part of it that they don't seem to figure out is where they're going to get the additional revenue. So that's where I am with it, Doug. I appreciate it. We'll talk about this, believe me, a few more times, I'm sure, before session is over in May up in Montgomery. All right, we talked about the Mardi Gras that was here on this Ash Wednesday, looking in the rearview mirror as the street sweepers have cleaned it up. That couch that's always sitting in Bienville Square has been picked up, and we get ready for the next Mardi Gras. It's our buddy Steve Joint from Mobile Mask joining us to talk about Mardi Gras 2020. Hey, man.
Hey, babe. How's it going?
It's amazing. You're still standing.
You want to hear an impression?
Yeah.
Here's an impression of me in my truck about 25 minutes ago.
What? Okay.
Dr. Evil, duh.
You heard, Ben, they got a reporter who sounds like Dr. Evil. I don't know why they don't
How about
even celebrate.
No.
It's like over the years when he's reported on stories, Dalton and I could hardly get through the story. It like could be a serious thing going on. I'm like, don't they know that their reporter sounds like Dr. Evil?
Can I get some freaking lasers?
It's the reporter. So you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I was right. I heard like six words come out of his mouth. I'm like, well, Dr. Evil, of course.
Let's go to our correspondent, Dr. Evil, live in Milan. So Mardi Gras here, and we'll look at it. The stories you tell through your, of course, through the publication Mobile Mask, and then on your Facebook page, and then like drilling in the numbers too. And we the people seem to like to hear the numbers to score and rank individual parades, Mardi Gras as a whole.
Right.
We like the numbers.
It's a little bit crazy. I found this out several years ago when I, you know, back when I was with the Register, we'd made sure we got the numbers and
yes.
we put them in the story and whatever.
We
and you don't get any real feedback. But several years ago, I'd you know, started putting the numbers out. I'm on the police department list, and I get those at the same time everybody else does, and I put them out there, and boom, you know, just everybody would react. This year in particular, they want to complain about the numbers. You know, this can't be right. They don't know what they're doing. One guy accused me of making them up, and I'm like, dude.
Yeah, right, you're just relaying the information. And I tell you what, so people that haven't heard you and I talk about this before, or heard you talk about it, there is a... There's a methodology that I want you to talk about how they get those numbers. And then the point is, whether you think that number is accurate or not, it's accurate in comparison to any other number that comes out of MPD.
Right. And let's establish and agree upon a couple of things. Number one, there is no way to count accurately every single person.
Right.
I mean, for one thing, people come and go.
Yeah. No, you can't. Yeah, there's no way to do that.
Making some freaking lasers. and so there's short of taking a satellite photo,
right,
and having somebody count every single fuzzy little head,
right,
in that photo, there just is no way. So you're left with the best sampling method, and that's what it's referred to as in statistical land,
mm-hmm,
the best sampling method you can come up with to extrapolate a number.
Okay.
And the fact of the matter is the police department has been doing it the exact same way for at least 25 years.
So we have consistency in how they take the sample.
Absolutely. It's an apples to apples, oranges to oranges comparison of one parade to the next and one year to the next and that kind of thing. Now, keep in mind, also, statistically, you really can't develop a trend until you're looking at about 10 years of numbers.
Right.
So, you know, just, and I do this. I say, hey, this is up from last year, or this is down from last year, because it's interesting. But statistically, it's not that important.
Right. But some of the parades and events and the days that have been here for 25 years, we do have that consistency.
Right.
And that's a sampling. So, and quickly, the sampling, so people understand, MPD has, is it a grid or an area that they look at, these different areas around the parade route?
Here's what they do. As you've noticed, if you've ever been to a parade, there are several dark tinted window, you know, police vehicles. You know,
the eye in the sky thing where they lift up.
Well, yeah. they have all these police vehicles at the beginning.
Yeah.
And some of them you understand why they're there because they're flashing their lights. And others it's like, God, that's a lot of police vehicles. Anyway, yeah, they're carrying all these folks who, you know, are watching the parade route and whatnot. And they do this every single parade. And there's one person that they carry with them whose sole job it is at that moment to do this counting and sampling. And this person has at 45 checkpoints, which are usually just intersections.
Okay.
In Route A, for example, there are 45.
Wow, I didn't know there was that many.
Yes. And at each checkpoint, this person eyeballs it.
Okay.
Admittedly, they eyeball it and they say, it looks like it's about three people deep right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they write down a three.
Okay.
And then when they get to the end, they total those numbers and they come up with an average.
Okay.
And that average then gets plugged into the formula that they have, the equation that they have, and out comes the number at the other end. You stick it into the computer macrosac.
Right.
It's just a simple equation.
But they're looking at these 45 points. They're looking just at how deep it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people back, or are they then going, all right, it's three people deep for 10 yards or not? Is it just specifically that line?
That's where the formula comes in.
Okay.
The formula takes that one measurement and applies it evenly across the entire length of the route. And this one person doesn't even... This person, when they get to the end of the parade... And keep in mind, this person and all those police have seen more parade crowds than you have.
Yeah.
Than I have.
That's saying something.
Than anybody else out there, mm-hmm, has.
They're savvy.
And they've seen them from beginning to end.
Right.
So they have an idea of, mm-hmm, what's bigger, what's smaller, where's in the middle, blah, blah, blah. And so when this person gets out of the car and says, okay, my average is 4.2.
Okay.
The rest of them who have been doing this for years will go, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that sounds a little high. You sure? Mm-hmm. So there's input. There's definitely input from all of these people who have seen these crowds over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
So there's that kind of fail-safe. But if everybody is pretty much in agreement, we're talking 4.2.
Right.
And only they even know what that number means. Because, right, I mean, you don't know what 4.2 means.
No.
I don't know what 4.2 means. I don't know what it looks like.
Right.
In a full route sense.
Yes.
And then they take that and they plug it into the formula, and bingo, bango, out comes
then
the number
we
get.
There's 60,000, there's 68, there's 100, there's 120.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's how we get that number.
Yep.
So we come back and run to the news break here. We're coming back more with Steve Joynt for the Mobile Mask. We'll talk about what the equation says for yesterday, for Fat Tuesday, and for Lundy Gras, for Joe Kane Day, for the Saturday floral parade and all Saturday, and how this compares to years past. And what did you think, too? What did you think were the crowns in your very, very unscientific people that stand around me formula? How'd y'all feel this Mardi Gras versus last? We'll talk about it when we get back.
This information update brought to you by the Sleep Center, the mattress experts. For king-size savings, don't miss the Mardi Gras sale going on now. Locally owned and operated in Mobile and Baldwin counties, visit sleepcenternow.net.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, from the text line, traffic issue here. Major stoppage of traffic I-10 westbound near Grand Bay, I think. Now, you worry me when you put I think. Is it you? The Grand Bay part you're unsure about, maybe? Or you know it's I-10. I'm pretty sure it's going to be I-10 westbound. All right, so I-10 westbound near Grand Bay. We'll check that. Dalton, if we could check that, too, with our traffic department. See, but looks like westbound I-10 somewhere around Grand Bay.
Right. I think.
When you put I think in there, like I was good until I read I think, and then I go, wait, is this what are they thinking about? Is it? I'm pretty sure it's got to be. They know it's I-10 westbound. I think it must be the Grand Bay exit question.
That's like when I'm driving and I ask my wife, am I turning left or right? And she goes, right. I'm pretty sure.
Until the second you start committing to the right turn, then it's like, no, it's left. Well, I'm already committed.
I'm pretty sure.
If just joining us,
love you, honey.
Talking to Steve Joynt for the Mobile Basque, talking about the Mardi Gras that just wrapped up yesterday, if y'all haven't noticed. And we talked about the numbers out there and how the formula, how we get those numbers from MPD. So let's look at the numbers and compare how did it look compared to last year or the year before, day by day or overall?
It was funny because we were having some low numbers early on. They were really low.
Weather
was not great.
Right.
But it wasn't so bad that it seemed to warrant the how low the numbers were. And people were saying to me, are you worried? Are you worried about
that Mardi Gras off?
Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Nah, I ain't worried about Mardi Gras.
Right.
Mardi Gras is doing just fine.
And 320 years have you ever been.
Exactly. And so today I did a little exercise. Mental, not
physical.
Yeah, I've had enough of the physical stuff
yes.
lately. Yeah. I totaled up all the attendance numbers for this year. Now, I want to caution everyone. First of all, I believe statistically that's not a really valid number. It's not very helpful. It doesn't tell you exactly how many individuals came to downtown.
Right.
I went to all of them. How do I count as one person or do I count as, 20-something people?
Right.
And so there's that part of it. But I do think it's valid to total them up every year and see when they go up and when they go down. Now, if you recall, last year, the city made big deal about the fact that that total number passed a million.
Right.
Oh, this is a big threshold.
Yeah,
we passed a million. Cool. And this year, guess what? We're going to break some news here.
Okay.
We passed a million on our attendance numbers, 1.03 million people counted up at the parades this year.
So individual visits to Mardi Gras is probably the more fair way to say it, right? Because, I mean, we think about it with, like, a website. You have clicks on links or, podcast downloads. We do a bunch of that. And then you have metrics on individual uniques.
Right.
But what we're talking about is just total clicks. Total.
Right.
Total.
Yeah, it could be the same person clicking 40 times. Right.
Right. Total bodies at significant. I don't know if that becomes the new benchmark. It sounds like it is. That if
million, it holds steady, sure.
That you got to do a million to be at, that's the new benchmark.
But I think it says something to those who were worried early on in the season it all kind of evened out in the wash.
Do you believe in that? Like, this is a theory I've had over time, and I've watched it. Let's just even compare it to, we'll take it to the short game, because we'll go from Condies through Double OMs.
Okay.
So we'll go crew through Double OMs.
Right, okay.
Go crew
so that's
double
like
OMs.
The big long weekend.
Right. That if weather or whatever affects, if Saturday's low, you know, for floral parade and all that, then that Joe Kane Sunday is bigger. If Joe Kane Sunday is rainy, like it's been in years past or something, then there's more people out for Lundy Grand for the IMs maybe that evening than they would have been in another year. Or more people show up for Fat Tuesday, depending on, because, you know, as a dad, got two small kids, we can only do so much.
Right.
Right. We want to do Mardi Gras, but if we have a big day out, like on Saturday or floral parade, we may not spend all the time for Joe Kane Day. Or if we got where we couldn't for some reason,
everybody's tired,
yes,
and
cranky,
and
like
stuff to do,
yes,
and, yeah,
but if for some reason Saturday for a family issue or whatever we couldn't come out, or the weather was tough, and then we'll be out for Joe Kane more because that's the next day to,
sure.
So there's a certain amount of Mardi Gras energy we want to expend, and it just depends on how the days lay out.
I think that's absolutely the case. I mean, I'm out there every darn time.
Yes, you are. You go do everything.
And I know a couple of people who are out there almost every time. There's a guy named Dwayne. Dwayne's our friend.
Yeah.
We love Dwayne. He works at Publix.
Yes.
And he is out there nearly. We'll go, Dwayne's not here. Where the heck?
Somebody should check a welfare check.
I hope
check.
Dwayne's okay.
Right.
But he goes out there. He goes out there to catch stuff for the Trinity Gardens Parade.
Okay.
So basically, he's like, he's developing his bags of throws,
okay,
for later on.
Right.
So everybody has a reason. But Dwayne also loves it. But not many people can commit like that. So I think you're right. I think you're making choices. I think you're watching the weather forecast.
Mm-hmm.
I think you hear the guy say, well, it's not looking so good on Sunday, but it looks great on Tuesday. Then you make up your mind. We'll go Fat Tuesday, but we're going to skip to a Kane Day.
That sounds like what happens at my house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the. So, with that being said, it this around a million or whatever, barring any unforeseen, like it's horrible weather and sleet and rain for every day. But if you have some kind of intermixed, you'll achieve it. If early on the naysayers go, oh, no, look, the numbers are down, get ready. Because as soon as it's nice, it'll break out,
right,
and be. And we had, I mean, what, Saturday, Fall Pro, 68,000 something people?
I have sunburn on the tops of my
hands. It's a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day.
It was a great day. It was a great day. And
a good turnout.
And I was telling you earlier that the on Floral Day, Floral Saturday, the afternoon, I'm walking through Spanish Plaza, and there's tents up, and there's people grilling and stuff like that. And 5-6 years ago,
yeah, there wasn't
as much of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
It would get a decent crowd with good weather. It would get zero people with awful weather, and we had awful weather just a few years ago. And I was like, gosh, it's almost kind of like a mini Joe Kane Day going on out here. Maybe we need to keep our eyes on this, because, you know, that parade's getting longer and longer. And I say that parade, it's
several,
five, I think, different organizations all strung together.
That plays into it. I know people have their favorite parades or favorite crews they want to go see.
Right.
At the same time, there is this, the value shopper in me, right, that goes, man, we get down there, we get a good place, we're going to have parade following parade following parade. Kids can get all these throws. We have a big time, and then we can wrap it up. And they had a big haul. I make those decisions. I don't know if I'm alone, but that plays into it for me.
I will give you a small preview from next year's magazine, because
okay,
I've already decided in the intro story of next year's magazine, I am going to total up the number of floats of each string of parades.
Okay.
For example, Mobile Mystics, Mobile Mystical Revelers, Mobile Mystical Friends is a lot of floats.
Yep.
It's in the 60 range.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good value shop.
It's
to get
maybe
to, yeah.
50, it's probably closer to 50 than 60, and you know, I'm mulling
right
it over. But, for example, the MLK parades, we're talking like 70 floats.
See, that's, I think people make a decision that they go, if I get my place here, it won't be just for 10 or 12. It's going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming.
If you do not walk away from the MLK parades with at least four of those big onion sacks full of junk.
Right.
You just were not trying.
No, that's for sure. And the other, this has happened on more and more nights and more and more days. You're talking about floral, you're talking about MLK. The Night of the Moms, they have a couple more behind them.
To the point where the crew to Second Line wanted to make that their new parade night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in fact, that's what it says in my magazine, because right up until almost the last minute, they were saying that's going to be our parade night. And finally, the police department said, no, we're going to put you behind Crew of Columbus.
Right.
Because we just don't think...
It's getting too long.
We think it's getting too thick right there.
All right, let's do this. LV and Tim and others, y'all, hold on. We're coming to you at 343-0106. Steve Joint, my guest from the Mobile Mask. We're recapping Mardi Gras 2020. Also, thank you from the text line. More information about the traffic. Once again, this is I-10 westbound, and it's at the Grand Bay exit, McDonald Road exit 10. Okay, McDonald Road exit 10, westbound I-10 shut down. We got some confirmation from somebody in the know that knows about those kind of things. I mean, from the text line. Thank you. So I-10 westbound near exit 10 has been stopped for about half an hour. So we'll let you know when it opens back up. But that's a traffic issue you're going to deal with right now. And we're coming right back.
Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, just another quick update here. This is I-10 westbound near exit 10. Dalton reporting it's a accident, or actually, I guess Dalton reported what Kane was saying from our traffic department, a accident with entrapment, and I think Life Flight had to be on site. So that is what's going on. Traffic backed up I-10 westbound as far as 90 right now. We'll give you any information when it comes out on that clearing and getting to move. If you know that area, you're going through there, you need to find another way to get around there. If you're stuck in it right now, I don't know what to tell you. Just get to the next exit you can and get off. We'll watch this and give you updates. All right. And guest in studio, Steve Joint, Mobile Mask. This man's an Iron Man on this Ash Wednesday since he has been doing this since January.
January 25th. You want to hear the stats?
Yes.
I mean, we're basically talking 30 days. And I'll tell you a little memory trick here while I'm at it. If Fat Tuesday is in February, whatever day it is, whatever date it is, let's say it's the 20th. If Fat Tuesday is February 20th, I guarantee you the first Off an Island parade will be January 20th.
Is that how it falls on that Saturday?
That's how it always seems to work out. So, but if it Fat Tuesday's in March, all bets are off. I can't tell you how that works. But this always seems to work out. That's how I always know when somebody could ask me, "Hey, when's the Dolphin Island Parade?" I know right off the top of my head because Fat Tuesday, boom. January.
We'll see something.
So anyway, we're talking 30 days, basically, right?
Yes.
January 25th, February 25th. In those 30 days, there's 16 parade days.
Okay.
From first Dolphin Island,
second,
wait a week, then you got second Dolphin Island, then you wait a almost week, and then you get Condi's. So there's 16 parade days, basically. And we went to 29 parades in those 16 parade days.
I mean, you doubled up on some days.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Because you got afternoon parades and evening parades. That may sound like a lot, but here's what's a lot. What's a lot is in those 29 parades, we're talking 48 separate organizations that we took, you know, that we're going to post photos and video for.
Right.
And that includes, I went to 3 kids' parades and the Out the Point, formerly Mark Reveling Cavaliers parade, kind of outside the official schedule.
Good for you going. That's awesome.
I did those as well.
And people have not seen this before, they can go to your Facebook page and as this comes out, watch the videos and the photographs from the different parades and days.
Right. Yeah, it actually goes to the Nappy Award winning website.
Yes.
But the Facebook page, I make announcements. I say, okay, now such and such is up and running, and you can hit the link, and poof, that takes you to the website.
All right. We'll grab some phone calls too here. People holding on. LV in Mobile is first up. You're on with Steve Joint. Hey, LV.
Hello. Hey,
hello.
Steve, I commend you for going to that many parades. I don't know how anybody can survive it.
Thank you, sir.
But, I texted you Saturday when we was in our parade Saturday about how many people were there, and I think I got it about 2,000. But most of us is riding for several years or longer than that. We can usually hit it within 2,000 to 3,000.
Right.
But originally, we paraded that Saturday a few years ago. We was in attempts to possibly get it as big as Mardi Gras Day, the day of the Fall Parade MOTs, and I cannot believe why it hasn't gotten much bigger than it has. Because you'll have like three and a half hours between the day parade and night parade.
Right.
But I think we need to work on that day since it's a good day for people to come from out of town to that parade.
No, I agree.
You're talking about getting the gap there that's between the end of the day parades.
But, that gap is getting shorter and shorter. I mean, when you realize that 6, 7, 8 years ago, Mobile Mystics Saturday was just Mobile Mystics.
Yeah.
You went to see the Mobile Mystics, and you know, and the numbers they were getting, I always thought were smaller than they should be, for the quality parade that Mobile Mystics was, for the much stuff as they threw. I was always kind of disappointed in the crowd numbers, and you could tell around you it's a little on the light side. It shouldn't be in the nice weather. I just don't think people were making it a habit. I think those numbers
A while for us around here to get habits built.
I think those numbers are getting up to where they should be. But at the same time, we've also nearly tripled the number of floats in that afternoon. We're on the same timetable,
but we have
tripled the number of floats coming through. And so when that parade has passed you the first time and comes right by and passes you the second time, and you go, wow, the next parade really is only... You know, takeoff time is like an hour and a half away.
Yep,
so there's not much lag time anymore.
No, that's real world stuff that gets a family like mine to say, we'll hang out. We'll hang around. All right, Tim is in Foley. Up next, you're on with Steve Joint.
Hey, fellas. Just a couple of comments I wanted to throw in. Real quick story. Talking today to one of our logistic person to the company I work for, is worldwide company, and she's actually in Georgia, wanted to do a job Friday, and I just happened to say, well, good, Friday will work, Mardi Gras over, and it should calm down downtown Mobile. She goes, Mardi Gras? She goes, y'all have Mardi Gras Mobile? I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And I started explaining the whole Joe Kane and how we outdo New Orleans. I didn't know. Every question, everything I told her was, I didn't know that. And she started telling me something about the Polish people up in, when she lived in Michigan, they do some kind of funny cake up there, and it's real popular here around Mardi Gras, and trying to compare that to our Mardi Gras. And I was like, I've never heard of that. So there's a lot of what they do in different places that we never heard of, and she never knew that Mardi Gras was originated in Mobile. I made sure she understood that part.
You're a good ambassador.
Absolutely.
Pardon?
Yeah.
You're a good ambassador. Okay. Thank you for spreading the word.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And on that same note, you were talking about the number. I was born in Mobile, so I've been going all my life. But how do you think the Mardi Gras parades in Gulf Shores, Daphne, Biloxi, Montgomery, Bay Minette, Saraland, all those affect the Mobile general parades that have been there the longest? I mean, now that everybody's having their own little mini parades, do you think that's influencing the number and how many people actually want to go to, say, the Crew of Columbus on Friday night versus the ladies' parade in Daphne?
Let's take that's
affecting us, and I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
Let's take the new Saraland parade, for example.
Okay.
This was their second year.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a crowd count. I don't know if they're doing a crowd count, but they had a nice, healthy crowd.
Right.
It's a robust little parade. Mm-hmm. They're just getting started. But I don't think that if you're going to, that if you're living in Saraland or outskirts of Saraland or north of Saraland, mm-hmm. you're going to the Saraland parade. I don't think it's because you're skipping something that you normally do in Mobile. I think it's because now there's an opportunity near you that doesn't involve going to Mobile.
Well, this is an interesting question that Tim actually, I mean, Tim, thanks for bringing that up because I hadn't really thought about it that way. Is it a situation where all the different parades in different parts, they're not just Mobile, right? And we can go Saraland, we can go Daphne, Fairhope, Gulf Shores. Does it grow the pie or cut the pie up in smaller pieces?
I feel like it grows the pie.
Or the king cake.
I think it's similar to like when network TV was afraid that cable TV was going to kill them off, mm-hmm. and what it did was it just created more TV watchers and increased all of our numbers of
versus
hours
saying
of
there's
TV.
Only so many and you're going to divvy them up by these parades,
right.
That there's actually more people engaging in Mardi Gras that might not have in the past.
I believe that's the case, yeah. And borne out in the fact that our numbers aren't going down historically.
Yeah, and I think there's probably like a pioneer element in the fact that if you have a new crew in a new city come into the Mardi Gras and there's their crew, then they're going to ride. They're going to know people.
Oh, sure.
Know them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then we'll be excited to come out to the parade because they know somebody, and then eventually they may join that crew or get another crew, and then they grow. And there's like a pioneer element for the first parade, and then it builds off that
and a pride factor.
Yes,
that now your community. I mean, this is Saraland, as far as anybody knows, Saraland's first Mardi Gras parading organization and first Mardi Gras parade, and they're taking a lot of pride in that.
And there's people now that, in your theory here, that now they're engaging with Mardi Gras that maybe weren't going to Mobile for parades in the past. Now these people are
Yeah.
Good question, Tim. I want to from the text line here. This one says, "Does Steve have any recommendations on what a crew might could do to increase a crowd size?"
Yes, change your day.
Meaning,
I think it really is. I wish I had actual statistics to back it up, but here's my feeling. My feeling is there are certain days that just really are going to be big parade days if the weather's good, mm-hmm. and there are parade days that just aren't regardless of what the weather does. For example, I think Monday night, you're never going to get a big crowd on a Monday night. You could have the parading, you know, naked Playboy centerfolds, and you're just not going to get that many people. Not going to get that many people on a Monday night.
Right.
You just aren't. There's school, there's practice, there's just too much going on to go out there in a deep school night that's not Mardi Gras weekend.
Right. Well, and
even that Monday night.
That's what I was going to get.
Even that Monday night, you talk about people make choices, right? I think that Monday night tends to suffer because people make those choices. You have big joking day,
yep.
and you have big fat Tuesday,
yep.
and you can't have a big Monday in the middle.
I agree.
You just can't.
Like Lundy Gras is forever cursed, right? It's in this, the donut hole between joking day and fat Tuesday.
Right.
Like, I think if we hadn't had all these, if Friday night and Saturday weren't big, and MOT Saturday night weren't big, and Joquin Day, and then it would, Lundy Gras would be Fat Tuesday Eve, and people would come out big time Monday night into Tuesday. But we have our, I think Joquin Day seems to almost serve as Fat Tuesday Eve.
And it is like that in New Orleans. Lundy Gras is like that in New Orleans, I think, because really everything does shut down. Totally shuts down,
right?
And there's truly nothing else to do.
And there's so many people. You've talked about that on your website and your articles about how it's a different thing in New Orleans because it's not just the homeboys and girls
right.
that live around there. They've got
never-ending river of tourists.
Right.
They just keep coming and coming and coming, and they're out there on Lundy Gras in a big way.
Right, so they have that. They have that advantage, I guess. If you look at it as an advantage, they have more people. Even if the people that are been going to parades a long time in New Orleans, they're not all out that night. It's okay because there's enough tourists that are out. That
exactly because there's like a Zulu festival in the park out in front of the aquarium, and then there's a whole another music festival out by the Riverwalk, and then you have King Zulu meets with King Rex, and then you have Orpheus parade that night, which is a huge parade, really big parade, and Proteus before that. So it's a big, big day.
All right, we're coming right back talking more of Mardi Gras 2020. Steve joined from the Mobile Mask. Get your text and questions on the phone line at 343-0106. 343-0106. We'll update you on that traffic issue too. I-10 westbound coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 152 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. I got an update here. The traffic's still backed up. I'm looking at a picture of westbound I-10 from 90. This person's on 90 looking at the overpass on I-10, and the traffic is stopped on top of that. So still traffic issues, I-10 westbound by exit 10. So as soon as that gets cleared up and moving, we're going to let you know. Also going to check in with Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And if you made a bad choice or 15 during the festivities or last few days, you got some gifts for us to get out of trouble?
Yeah, we certainly do. And Sean, I also wanted to throw out something for you at the end of this, or for you and I specifically, okay?
Okay.
So if you're one of those Mardi Gras that wakes up the next morning and you're getting that look that we've all had for various reasons, you may want to come down to Mobile Bay Coins and find jewelry. Pick out something nice for that special someone. Maybe make her realize that, hey, you know, you might have done something silly, but you still love her. And now, for the people like Sean and I who behave perfectly over Mardi Gras and do not get into trouble.
That's right.
Or one or two of those anyway. Why don't you reward yourself for having an awesome time and not doing anything silly? Right?
Okay.
Come down and buy yourself a cool silver dollar or you know, one of those cool silver pieces we always talk about, and reward yourself, man.
All right, so that's good. If I did not get in trouble during Mardi Gras, I get a new open-L knife.
Yeah, commemorative open-L knife, Mardi Gras 2020. You know, and that's your new thing. So you did good. Mama's not unhappy. I did good. Oh, wait, it's just me. Nobody cares. We can reward ourselves, man.
I like it. All right, give people directions to come see y'all.
Yeah, thank goodness we're far away from that traffic accident. We're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. You can check us out online at mobilebaycoins.com or go into Facebook or Instagram and check us out and follow us there.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Continue our conversation with Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask. If people want to go, first of all, Facebook page, talk about that, and the website.
Oh, Facebook page is on fire right now. I don't know. It makes crash from all of the really good activity we've got going on there. I mean, I tell folks I've got the best followers in the world. I got no trolls.
Right.
Just people who love Mardi Gras and just want to read fun stuff and have a good time. And it really is just kind of, it's a positive place on Facebook, by gosh.
And then you can go to the website, of course, for
the Nappy award-winning website.
Pardon me. Yes, the Nappy award-winning website for the Mobile Mask. And that's where you're going to...
That's where I'm in. I am in the midst. I admit, I'm the first to admit, I've fallen way behind. I get to a point in the season where, frankly, all I'm doing is just loading stuff into the computer,
sure,
and then recharging batteries and heading back out there. So I've got a lot of catching up to do, but
makes it fun though over the next couple weeks.
Oh yeah, yeah,
pictures,
yeah.
And video.
And I'll be saying, hey, you remember the such and such parade? Here's the video and the photos, and we're going to show you the whole parade.
It's pretty cool. I want to let's see. Okay, a couple more questions here.
Sure.
So Jordan says, as a rider in Mobile Mystics, we stop every year and wait around McDonald's garage to let the end of the parade make the left turn onto Washington Avenue. Okay, I don't know what the question is.
No, it's true, though. I mean, it many, many of the parades have gotten to the point where they do have to stop and let everything kind of compact all over again so that they can get back onto Government without itself. Yeah.
John says, why couldn't, we were talking about maybe like that Monday of Lundy Gras, but he said, why couldn't we have some big name celebrities in town during the Mardi Gras season?
You know what? Guess what? There is not a single rule or a law or anything that says we can't.
Yep.
But I find that most groups don't like that idea.
There's some big name in the state of Alabama, big name celebrities. They'll show up at different events. And but yeah, maybe not movie star kind of stuff. But, I mean, New Orleans gets a lot of that. But New Orleans is this, like you said, this constant river of tourists and people that aren't from there. Even though plenty of people from there, there's a lot of their Mardi Gras. There's a lot of stuff that, like, if people Google Mardi Gras and see Bourbon Street and all that kind of stuff, that's not the real... I mean,
no,
that's
no, yeah, no, Bourbon Street doing, is not Mardi Gras.
It's like a... It's like a triple X Disney version of Mardi Gras.
Of a frat party.
Yeah, yeah, it's not the real... Street. That's almost set up for
real tourists. Mardi Gras is up on St. Charles,
yeah,
even beyond Lee Circle. And, you know, they've got a lot of assessing to do. Surely everybody's heard about the two accidents that they had out there. I mean, New Orleans Mardi Gras was snake bit this year. They absolutely were. And they've got
two fatalities, they catch on fire in one of their sanitation trucks because somebody had charcoals. Do you think, and we're about to wrap here, but do you think they're going to go to barricades?
I don't see how they can't. They're going to have to go barricades all the way.
I feel bad. I like that we're all barricaded.
Barricades are your friend.
They absolutely. As a kid, I might have been a punk kid and complained about it. As a dad, as an adult, I think it's the greatest thing.
They keep us from doing stupid things, and they protect our kids for the 2 seconds we're not looking at them, and they decide to do something crazy. They make a good place to put your feet when you're sitting in your chair.
Yes,
they're a good place to hang your stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you can hang beads on them too and make them look festive.
There you go. Man, I appreciate these talks we've had over the last month and a half.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again next year.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve Joint, Mobile Mask. Thank you, man. Get some rest. All right, Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. I'll talk to y'all mañana.